This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. If you spent your weekend curled up like I did, binging a new film, you're not alone in the habit. A French series called Lupin is on track to smash first-month viewership records on Netflix, previously set by The Queen's Gambit and Bridgerton. The drama, which follows a so-called gentleman burglar, shot to the number one spot in Brazil, Argentina, Germany, Italy, and Spain.
I'm a janitor at the Louvre. The artwork that I clean, they're worth millions. Next Friday, a foundation will put a necklace up for auction. The necklace belonged to Marie Antoinette. We're gonna steal it. Go in as janitors and come out millionaires. Any questions?
It's poised to reach 70 million households by February 5th. Marcela Saeed, one of the action show's directors, explains how the main character helps reel in global audiences.
In France, he's like our star, the actor that the French people, they love the most. He's so charming. When you see him smiling, he can make you cry. He has so much emotion.
Now, the show's main character, he's sort of a Sherlock Holmes type of character. Yeah. He was dreamed up 115 years ago. So how did you make this series so relevant to the modern day?
He's really, really like an ordinary French guy, inspired by this character, and is going to confront the world. So I think it's a very modern story anyway.
Now, Netflix and the French film industry have, for years, sort of gone head-to-head. The Cannes Film Festival essentially blocked Netflix films from being screened a few years ago. What do you think has led to not just acceptance of Netflix in the industry, but collaboration? And is there an appetite, do you think, for more of that?
Netflix is working almost like a studio, and it is very appealing. And sometimes they can give you even more freedom than a producer, because they don't have this money thing, like we need to earn money, or otherwise, you know, the film is not going to work. So they can take even more risk. When you see a film like Roma, for example, no, the Mexican film, black and white, shot in cinema, telling his own story. I mean, this is author cinema, but in Netflix. And I think this is risky. This is audacious. This is good. This is showing to us, to the filmmakers, that Netflix is, it can be a real partner for us.
And that global audiences are not just accepting, but devouring foreign films.
No, and can you imagine my last film? It's called Los Perros. Maybe 50,000 people watched the film. And now when you talk to me about 7 million people, you know, watching my episodes, it means a lot of visibility, something that I never expected.
With that, though, as we've been sort of talking, there have been plenty of challenges this year with the coronavirus crisis. I mean, the whole industry has suffered from that. Did you guys have to contend with any of that? And how did you work through it to deliver the show on time?
Yeah, I was shooting my episode when COVID happened here. I have to keep on shooting like 2 months later with a protocol. We were one of the first show shooting with COVID. So with the mask, with the doctors, with the temperature, with all these restrictions, it was hard. It was stressful, but still we could do it. And we have to change some of the scenes, but we could do it. That was good also to realize that even though we have COVID, we can still work. We can do our job anyway. This is a very difficult period for artists.
But the good news is fans are eager to devour season 2 of your series.
Yeah.
How long will they have to wait, and what can they expect?
I have no idea how long, but I can tell you that the next 5 episodes, they are already shot. You will have a lot of fun.
Can you give us any hints of what to expect in those 5 episodes?
No, of course not. But a lot of action, for sure, and emotion. So, yeah.
Well, that's plenty of anticipation then that we'll leave our listeners with. Marcela Saeed, director of the hit Netflix series Lupin, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.